Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And good morning once again to Darren Frehill, in the nick of time, Darren.
Just about, Mary, if you had seen what happened just behind the scenes there, I'm literally just in the door. But great to be here, and hard to believe we're into round three of the Allianz Football League already. Roscommon continue their fine start of the season. Three wins from three. They're top of Division 1. Also wins for Monaghan, who beat Donegal, and Galway, who got the better of Tyrone. Now, the clash of Dublin and Cork, certainly one of the most exciting of the weekend. And although there was a couple of soft red cards in this one, John Cleary, the Cork manager, not too happy with them. He has been speaking to Ger Canning after the game, and he told him that he didn't think either red card should have stood. So I spoke to our RTÉ analyst, Eamon Fitzmaurice, about it, and here's what he had to say.
They were big time, and I think John Cleary's right there, Darren. I don't think come summertime we'll be seeing yellow cards for those kind of incidents. I'd hope that anyway, because all four yellow cards that led to the two sendings off were of the very soft variety. So no, I think the further on the season goes, the less and less likely you will be to see yellow cards like that, hopefully anyway. Otherwise we'll be seeing a lot of red cards between here and the end of July.
Yeah, well, Dublin have been away from the limelight this season in Division 2, but they were prominently placed yesterday live on television. What did you make of them, and how do you think they're progressing away off the main stage?
Yeah, I'm a bit underwhelmed by them, to be honest, so far, Darren. I mean, look, it is very early in the season still, but I expected the fact that they were in Division 2 that we would see maybe something different for them, particularly early in the league, tactically or game plan wise, whereas so far it has been very much the same kind of possession based game that we associate with them. And look, absolutely, it's getting the job done, and you know, they're 6 from 6, and maybe it's nitpicking a small bit, but I kind of expected maybe something different out of them. But you know, having said that, yesterday now they got the likes of James McCarthy back in the field, and in particular seeing Jack McCaffrey back after 3 years and witnessing that he's lost none of that electrifying pace of his, certainly brought a bit of excitement to the game, and he played very well for someone who'd been out of the game for so long when introduced. But yeah, I still think they've work to do with regard to where they're going to be come championship.
Sure. Now, I got a message on social media last night from a Mayo fan. They wanted a prominent position on the bulletin this morning, and plenty of talking up. Would you give them their place this morning in that win against Kerry?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Look, they're going very well, and I think the thing that's clear since the start of the league in the first night out against Galway, they're improving game and game, and they're, you know, you can see the context of the games that they're improving. They're mixing it up a good bit better, I think, so far this season in terms of getting a bit of kicking into their play, as well as having their strong running game on the go. But I think Kevin McStane Coe in particular will be very happy with the way some of the younger players are coming to the fore, some of the younger backs, the likes of McBride, Brickenden, McHugh. All these fellas are playing very well, and they're fitting in straight away. And you know, the loss of the likes of Lee Keegan and Oisín Mullen isn't being felt at all at the moment, and the form of the likes of Jordan Flynn as well has been excellent over the last three games. So they're in a great position. They're going very well, building week on week, and yeah, they look good at the moment for sure.
And speaking of positions, what about Roscommon, top of the pile, 3 wins from 3? Has that taken you by surprise?
It has, to be honest, Aaron. Yeah, I would have. I saw them in the FPD League final, and I kind of worried for them seeing them that night. I thought they looked very rudderless and shapeless, and I didn't think they seemed to have much about them. But in the National League, they've been outstanding in all three games. They've played really well. They've got a huge impact off their bench in the three games. That has helped them win games and come from behind in those games, which is a great sign of them. And you know, they seem to have found a couple of players as well, the likes of Ben O'Carroll and Keith Doyle are playing great football, and they're huge introductions for them. I think Keith Doyle in particular in the middle of the field, he wasn't the type of player that they've had over the last couple of years, and maybe that they've missed. So they've been going very well, and you know, if both Roscommon and Mayo keep going as they are, it'll be interesting. You know, the fact that they're playing a week after the league final in the Connacht Championship, you know, whether one team would want to get there and possibly play is one argument, but whether they'd want to be playing against each other in the league final a week out from the Connacht Championship, I can't imagine they'd be too interested in that.
Yeah, time will tell. All of yesterday's league results available on the RTE Sport website. Israel Olatunde set a new Irish record in the 60-metre indoor event with a super run at the 123.ie National Indoor Championships. His time, 6.57 seconds, was the performance of the weekend, breaks Paul Heshin's 16-year-old record and a timely run ahead of the Europeans. Let's hear how he did it.
And it's Israel Olatunde off to a flying start, and now he powers through, and it's all about the clock. Easy victory for Olatunde, and he stops the clock at 6.58 seconds. It's not just a new Irish record, it's a totally world-class time, because 6.60 is the barrier of world-class, and he has shattered that barrier. 6.58, 2 100s is, believe it or not, at such a short distance, like 60 metres, a huge margin. And it's a wonderful scene, because Israel has just run 200 metres from the finishing line to where he is right now in front of the stands. Rolling over on the track, the crowd have stood all...
I just felt like everything was clicking, really. Like, me and my coach over the last few weeks, just focusing on this championship. I wanted to give our all, get to each round and get to the final. Anything happened in the final, so I just wanted to stay focused. And I knew it wasn't going to be an easy race. Other guys, I think everyone in the top six got PB, so I knew, you know, they would all be up for it. So I just wanted to get my best, and I'm really happy with the outcome.
To break an Irish record is one thing. To break it in front of your home crowd is another thing. They all rose to their feet. You ran about 200 metres at the same speed as your 6.58 afterwards. What a feeling.
It means I love this sport, and you know, to be able to be in an atmosphere like this really means a lot to me, and have everyone cheering me on and supporting me really pushed me to new heights.
Absolutely brilliant scenes there at Sports Campus Ireland yesterday. In the soccer, Tottenham back in the top four in the Premier League, 2-0 win against West Ham. Manchester United are third, 3-0 winners against Leicester City. John Ram won the Genesis Invitational in America. Shane Lowry, Seamus Power tied for 14th. Rory was back in a tie for 30th. Leona Maguire had a top 40 place at the Saudi Ladies International. And finally, the Irish women's cricket team play their final group game at the World Cup today. Unfortunately, they won't be qualifying for the semi-finals. They meet India at 1 o'clock Irish time.